The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yesterday, we learned that the $350 billion that had been appropriated by the U.S. Congress for the payroll protection plan had been exhausted. I'm assuming that there's probably still a lot of applications out there that maybe were approved, but the funding's not available now. Many of you have had a lot of questions this week, too, about your check. If some received it, some haven't. There appears to be some confusion about maybe tax preparers that typically would give you an advance on your refund, and so that's the bank account that the IRS has on file, and so some of the stimulus or relief or whatever you want to call the. I'm not really sure what you call it. Is it a stimulus check? Is it a relief check? But we've had reports of deposits going into these third-party checking accounts. So I wanted to bring my friend Eric Wall in from the Bank of Travelers Rest to talk a few minutes this morning because the Bank of Travelers Rest, they've been out in the forefront of this effort, trying to help customers around upstate South Carolina with their applications and try to understand just what's going on. Good morning, Eric. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joey. Doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I'm glad it's Friday. Glad it's a bright, clear, sunny Friday going into the weekend.
Yes, sir. Me too. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk a minute, Eric. What kind of activity have you guys seen from, and let's talk with local businesses now as far as them applying for the various programs that are available to a small business?
Well, we've seen a lot of traffic in that area. And, we as soon as they were coming in, we were trying to get them processed with very little direction at times. But, we worked our way through it and was able to get most of those in, before the government shut that window.
Yeah. So what happened when, I understand this happened yesterday before lunch or so. What happened once the money had been exhausted? If someone was in the middle of that application process, what's their next step?
We're sitting back and waiting. We do know that there are some groups that are petitioning Congress to reopen and reappropriate some funds in this direction, but we don't have any definite word on that.
So Eric, do you know if someone, let's say for example, a business who had applied, how did that work? Were you able to apply and your application was considered as long as the funds were there? And then as soon as the funds were exhausted yesterday, they just stopped taking applications? Or are there some applications that are pending that there's no funds available?
Literally, when they made the announcement, they took that portal down. So we were in process of entering some applications when it was no more. So,
wow.
it was a direct cutoff.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric, one of the things that I was a bit fearful of when this whole process started and the Congress approved the $2.2 trillion, this was the second package, I was a little concerned as to whether or not the Treasury Department and all the various agencies that would be involved in this would have the infrastructure to carry these programs out, because it's unprecedented. We've never seen things like this. And I think from what I'm gathering from you guys, it was a little confusing there at the beginning.
Yeah, it really was. But, things are coming at us all so quickly now on so many levels. And, it's an ever-changing world. And the more we push folks to use technology, the more It's bogging down technology. And you think about it, we've got kids at home going to school online. You've got folks at home working. And there's just so much going on in our world, and the internet plays such a huge role in that. And the more we drive people there, the more it tends to give us a few more problems. And so that compounded with, you know, the government constantly working, trying to get information out to us. It's just, you just have to be ready.
Yep. And then, of course, it's especially difficult for you guys being a local bank here in the upstate, because people, they want you to have the answers, and they depend on you to have the answers. And it's sometimes that's hard to do because you don't have the answer because you're not even sure of it yourself.
Right. There's a lot of taking messages and trying to do the research and then get back with customers on our end. And, you know, I think what's created some of the biggest uncertainty this week has been, you made mention of the stimulus check, which actually the official term that the IRS gives to that is the economic impact payment. And so that's so much uncertainty for consumers has been, when will that hit my account? And
right.
What do I expect? And as I made reference to before, we had problems across the banking industry, financial services industry, on Wednesday, because that was the first day that those payments were supposed to hit direct deposit accounts. And folks had a very difficult time getting into their online banking, not just from us, but across the industry, because everyone was trying to use that technology to get in to check the status of that.
Sure, sure. So, Eric, in our parting shot here, what advice do you have for all those who are Bank of Travelers Rest customers and just people in general as we still navigate these uncertain times?
Well, I think the key is communication with your financial institution. You know, getting in touch with your banker and talking with them and understanding what's going on. Now is a prime time for scams to take place and for folks to try to take advantage of the situation, because people are naturally uncertain and they don't understand everything. And so if you receive a telephone call or a text or an email or whatever the communication may be, get in touch with your financial institution. Find out if it's legit. If someone makes reference to anything other than the IRS official term, economic impact payment, then it's not coming from the IRS. So
Right. You
want to make sure that you're vigilant in protecting your personal information. That's the key advice that we can give a business or a consumer at this time.
Sure, sure. Eric Wall with the Bank of Travelers Rest. Thank you, guys, for what you do in the community. And be safe. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. Be well.